Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batzer with Professor H.J. McIndoe, International Relations, Six Capitals, Six Points of View in Ukraine Conflict. We go to Kyiv, blamed by the Kremlin for launching drone attacks in an attempt to assassinate Vladimir Putin. The Kyiv denies this, the U.S. denies it, NATO denies it, but the Kremlin is maintaining its position. So Kyiv's point of view, Professor, we hear much of the counteroffensive, the building of arsenals, ammos, long-range weapons, especially lots of ammo for the big guns that have been sent there, the HIMARS. And we're also told that the morale of the Ukrainian troops is fatigued. So Ukraine point of view, more than a year in the war, springtime, there's said to be heavy rain and therefore not conducive to launching an offensive now with armor because of the mud. But soon enough, they'll be drying out of that mud. What is Kyiv's point of view with so much counting on its counteroffensive?
Well, one thing I think we can say about Kyiv is that they have never staked everything on one operation. Even Bakhmut fits into a larger sort of puzzle of putting things together. So I think that this offensive, I think it is going to come, but I think it's going to have many components. And there's not going to be one sort of vast kind of Oklahoma land rush kind of attack. You're absolutely right about the weather, and I think that when the ground dries out, then they're going to be in a strong position. Now, one reason that I think they're in a strong position is that Russia is now, Mr. Prigozhin has said that the Wagner mercenaries are going to be withdrawn because they're not getting enough or any ammunition. That points to two things. First, it points to a real operational problem because the Wagner mercenaries have been doing a lot of the fighting for Putin. And the other problem is that if Putin and his intimate friend Prigozhin are at the point where Prigozhin says, I'm going to take my duck and, you know, go home, then we have a serious fissures in the Russian side. As I've been predicting, the Russian political system is coming into question as it faces difficult problems that Putin alone can't answer. It has no way of resolving them. The Russians are talking about drafting 400,000 more people, but it's going to be a quiet draft, apparently. It's not going to upset anybody. I don't believe that. They're talking about doubling their rocket production, but all the information is that they are short of weapons. Also, there is this question about Nord Stream. There's a great lot of talk in the United States about how we had been proven that we had blown up the Nord Stream pipeline. And now the intelligence agencies of the Nordic countries, you know, Denmark, Norway, and so forth, they say that they have pictures of Russian ships equipped for special operations really right above where Nord Stream was. Although they're very cautious about whether these pictures capture the moment when the damage was being done. But in the articles describing this, there's no mention whatsoever of the American story, which was that, as is the case with everything, that the United States was the one to blame. So I think Kyiv is I think they're in a pretty good position. What if I were in their position, I would worry most of all about a desire that's going to overcome it's going to increase in the United States to somehow manipulate things so that the war comes out the way they want. And as I say, every time we speak, wars end usually with some kind of a culminating battle. I mean, think of the Battle of Leipzig as Napoleon's troops mutinied, essentially, after coming out of Russia. This was the biggest battle ever fought before the 20th century. And it was after Leipzig that Napoleon began to understand that he was probably going to lose. And that's just the way wars end, with bangs. And we still seem to have the idea that if we can modulate the flow of weapons and so forth, that we can control the ways in which the war develops. And I think this is quite wrong. I think our goal should have been a year ago to stop this war as soon as we could, because it would, I mean, wars grow and mutate and they're incredibly awful. But now I see that we are not providing long-range missiles to the Ukrainians, and that even though the Dutch and the Belgians and the others have just been trading in all their F-16s for F-35s, that they are, they say there's no possibility of F-16s going to Ukraine. Well, it's not because of a shortage of F-16s. I think this must flow from a strange concept of war, which is that war is milder. It's more congenial. It isn't as dangerous if you don't have really lethal weapons.
We have I one suppose. Minute. We have 1 minute, Professor.
Okay. The idea is that we withdraw. We prevent lethal weapons. We give them whiffle balls or something, and that this leads to an outcome. This is completely wrong. The way you win a war is as fast as possible, and if necessary, by pounding them with everything you've got. But once it's ended, then you're ready to look forward to peace. But we're not there yet, and we're avoiding this culminating battle.
Professor H.J. Mackinder, International Relations, commenting on Six Capitals, Six Points of View. We move to the double capital of Brussels next, NATO capital and EU capital. EU concerned with economic pressures from the inflation left over from the pandemic, and compromised completely by the change of direction of Europe and its energy resources. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.